everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. He has great and wonderful things to say to his people. When the Lord is speaking and we have a listening ear, we talked about this earlier this month or last week, really. Ears to hear comes from having a heart that loves God, or eye that's focused on Jesus Christ. And being focused on Jesus Christ, that means that you regard his words, the word of the, you know, when you study the word of God, you have a visual of who God is. You gain it as you study. And when we focus on him, our eye is single. We have our first love. See, our first love is very powerful. And when that's in place, it affects the way we see everything, because we're receiving information from the Lord, and then you have the ability to see things as they really are. You destroy the cloud of deception and all the works of darkness. You know, you see it for what it is, and now you can make a sober judgment in life. But also, you sense things from the Lord because you're in tune with him. And then you have, you're hearing, you're listening for his word. When the Holy Spirit speaks, you can sense it. Some people are not sensitive to the Lord because they're more sensitive to the world. And the static of the world interferes with how they hear God. But wrong desires, for instance, when people have wrong desires, it complicates them hearing God. It's interference. It's like trying to watch TV. You know, in the old days, you had the antennas, and you couldn't always get Channel 42 in the Birmingham area. You could. You had to work, you had to play with your antenna to get it to focus in good. And if it wasn't raining, if it was a nice day, you could get a good clear picture. Nevertheless, the static of this world is like having a fuzzy picture. You really want to watch your show, but you can't see it good because of all the static. Wrong motives. People can do the right things with wrong motives. Sometimes people study the Word of God. Sometimes they're trying to prove that they know more than somebody else. Well, the Word of God is alive, and it can't minister to you like it would if you was studying to live. And I've seen this so many times. Preachers that study to live and honor God, they study to live and to be a blessing and to honor God in all their ways. They learn so much more from the Lord than others. They're studying to prove a point or to win a competition. So the Christian people may do this because 1 Corinthians 14, you know, they had a speaking in tongue match. Everybody had a prophecy. Everybody had a tongue when they go to church. They were in competition. And Paul wasn't there to tell them not to do it. And while they were praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit, I'm sure you had them to pray for order, because Paul saw it in the spirit while he was somewhere in jail. He was not there. And he wrote about what they were doing. He addressed it in that chapter, what they were doing, and he corrected them. He had them to covet prophesying and let no more than three people prophesy. And then if they prophesy in the Holy Spirit, they had to have an interpreter, somebody to interpret it by the Holy Spirit. Why? To give order. Because they were making people think that Christians were crazy. Now, as we operate according to the knowledge and love of God, we have to do things decently and in order. So sometimes people deviate, they get off the narrow path of love and get over into worldly competition, which is broad. That's like the broad road again. When it comes to wisdom, instead of doing what's wise, they do things that's foolish. But Paul said, do nothing for vain glory. Nothing. Let all your motives be pure. Study the Word of God with the intent to do it, and it will nourish you. You will be full of the Word of God. So this is where your listening ear comes from. The only people that have an ear to hear are those who love God with their first love. Now, your first love is great, but you can grow in love. In other words, don't deviate from the true and pure love of God. People who love God, they have ears to hear because they have that fervent love in their heart. And they're dedicated. Now, the more you learn, the more dedicated you can become. You know what not to do. You learn these things over time. Coming out of the world, it's kind of like a caterpillar. He crawls around for a portion of his life, and then he gets himself in a cocoon, and then he comes out a butterfly. One of the most agile animals God made. It's hard to catch a butterfly. They don't fly straight. They can jump up and down when they fly. They're very strategic. It's difficult for a bird to catch a butterfly. They're beautiful. They look like you could just grab them, but they can move great distances up or down in their flight pattern. But they were once a crawling caterpillar. Now when Paul got saved, nobody trusted him because he was the one who once persecuted the church. And he had to flee Jerusalem. And the Pharisees didn't like him because he turned on them and he became a Christian, who they hated. Then the Christians didn't trust him because he was once a Pharisee. But he went to Arabia, into the deserts, and there was nobody to receive him and teach him and school him but the Holy Spirit. He learned from the Holy Spirit. He saw Jesus on the road to Damascus, and that started his relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit schooled him and taught him. And he came back after 3 years, ready to minister. Peter and the other 11 apostles, they spent 3.5 years with Christ. And then Paul spent 3 years with Christ. And he came back mature. The caterpillar turned into a butterfly. That happens for us too. We have our first love, but we need not the knowledge of love. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. Love is not complete without its knowledge. We learn the wisdom of God, which is part of the knowledge of love, and the holiness of God, which is part of the knowledge of love. The Word of God covers all the bases so we can be mature and complete in Him. And we are complete in Him. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Having ears to hear is very important. When the Lord has something to say to us and He speaks to us, I value that. That's why every broadcast I talk about how the Lord has many wonderful things to say to us. And I was thinking of just last night, I woke up last night just thinking about how to express things that I've learned in the Spirit. When I worship God and I live according to His Word and I meditate on His Word, when I begin to love people. Now, I love people from the time I got saved, but I asked the Lord to teach me how to love people, because the weak spots, I wanted to know that I would never not represent Christ. I want to always, I want to be sure that I would always represent Christ, even under pressure. So I ask the Lord to teach me how to love his people, because people can be so aggravating and so contrary. So he taught me things about people. And because I love people, as I walked in his love towards people, God was able to teach me more than he could if I didn't. See, the way we love God is the way we love man. And to protect your first love, if you want to keep it, learn to love man. Because if you learn to love contrary man, you do love God. And because you love God, you want to hear what he says. And when you study the word to learn and know him more, you will learn more things from the same word that you always read. You will always learn something new. Now, there's a peace that's available. The Holy Spirit can teach you things. You'll see more in people. This is what I was thinking about last night. I was just meditating on it. There is so much to the average person that they don't realize. Some people are so focused on what aggravates them about their spouse or their children or their friends that they don't see what they have. And sometimes people are in competition and they waste what they have. Looking back on some of my friends, they all had a portion of great wisdom that impacted my life. When I was in the band, they said things and they did things that really impacted my life. They had a point of view that was different. And sometimes because of their various point of views, they argued against each other, but everybody had a piece of wisdom. It's just like the four Gospels. They all saw and heard the same things, but some things stood out more to them than others. And they saw things from a different perspective. Now, when you love God and you're receptive to his word, you have ears to hear. You hear more than you hear. And you're able to hear people say things that really is wise from their point of view. But you can receive it. Some people can act like a clown. They just the life of the party. But when you have ears to hear, you'll hear when they say something right, you'll know it. And you may never forget it because it can impact your life in such a way that it can bless you. Even the class clown can be a blessing. Because why? Because they're made in God's image. And they have and share the life of God. I love it. I love what I learned from the Lord. It never gets old with me. Now, everything the Lord has to say propels us. He can give us much greater insight than we can see on our own. See, the things of God, they work. They work well. And they take us forward in life. As we go forward doing God's perfect will, with the intent to do his word and seek his face and hear what he has to say, we see things in people that we normally would miss. And we don't need to miss out on the goodness of God. The people that can help us the most. The people in other words, all of our relationships is enhanced because we receive the pure love of God. We have that love of God towards people. So our counter responses will be just like God's, or more like God's, and less like man's. See, your counter response to people, the way you hear people, if you have ears to hear God, you see more of people's potential, and you are more sympathetic towards people. You hear what they have right, And then you and you know by the Holy Spirit when to say what. Sometimes we try to help people in our strength and with our wit. But when you help people with God's wit, with God's knowledge, and in God's strength, you have the strength to remain silent when you should. And hear them out. Your mind won't jump to prove your point. You'll hear them out. This is a skill which will bless you and it will bless them. They'll get their point across. Sometimes people, they feel misunderstood. And then they begin to shut down. And people shut their wives down. Wives shut their husbands down. People, they shut their children down because they don't hear them out. A healthy relationship, you have in a healthy relationship, you have the ability to be the teacher or the and the student, not just the teacher, not just the smartest person in the room, but you have the ability to hear people out. Consider what they have to say. Sometimes people in the world don't listen in the first place. It's always trying to promote the, you know, it's a self-promoting way. You don't really concern yourself with whether other people are promoted or not in the world. And that's how the world way of thinking. That's how Satan's system is. He was always trying to exalt his throne above somebody else's. But when you hear people out with and you're concerned about them, you love them, and you care about them, you hear them out. And now they feel you make them feel important, which they are important. To God, everybody is very important. All of us are important. God never treated me like I was not important. You know, I remember seeing the man that owned the dealership. People would get nervous around him. And I noticed, I said, you know, people get nervous around Jim McGill. But God never made me feel nervous. Why should I be nervous to a man and God don't ever make me feel nervous? He always talked to me and teach me. Now, in his presence, you may collapse. But he can talk to you and he talked to you like he loved you. That prompted me to do others that way and let people know that you do matter to me. You're important because God sees us all as very important. But see, proud people can't do that. They got to be in charge. They got to be important. They got to let you know that they're smarter and better and this and that. Foolishness. That's a headache way to live. Now, having ears to hear gives you the gift of being a blessing and not to be self-seeking. And when you're that way, you can value people. People that listen are much smarter than people that talk all the time. Why? Because they're receptive. They're receiving the knowledge of God. And the Holy Spirit is always helping them sort things out. And sometimes when you try to explain the valuable things of God, people are so motivated to talk all the time that they miss out on what you're saying. Why? Because their first love is on something else. People always gravitate to whatever it is that's the most important to them. That whatever they love the most, you love something the most, whether it's God, whether it's the world, a person, a perception, a concept. What floats your boat? If it's something to do with pride, if it's pride, it won't let you rest until you promote yourself. Now, when that happens, you're going to miss out on some things. And I look at the things that people are going through and what's being preached. It used to bother me what I was not hearing preached. How to help people solve their personal problems. This is not a perfect world. Satan is trying to disrupt everybody. People are not learning his tactics. Sometimes preachers just leave that off the menu. You have to learn the things that cause life to work. You have to learn it right. You have to learn some things. Because Satan is trying to destroy people. He doesn't want people to know what God is doing. He wants people to be messed up. He's desperately to get people off track. He would try to get people to, he's trying to give you the wrong friends. He's trying to mess up your relationships, get you to marry somebody you're not compatible to. If you're a Christian, he's going to try to get you to marry a tare or a sinner. Because he know that can't work, because God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. And some people won't get saved. Their heart is too hard, and Satan knows it. So he'll sow the wrong people in your life to bring you down. And then the right people that are in your life, he'll try to interrupt that if he possibly can. We need ears to hear so that when the Lord speaks to us to guide us, we can get on board and we'll have a better life. And you don't hear much about the guidance of God. It's just not there. People don't talk about God guiding them and them following through because they don't do that. They live their life, they find something in the Word and they do that. That's something that, they do things they can control. When you are following God, you're not in control. You're releasing your control. You're yielding your control to God. And this is a skill that the church don't have much. They have it, they hit and miss. It's not a lifestyle, it's a hit and miss type thing. If it's, you know, they'll do what God told them to do. Growing, if you follow, as you follow God, you grow in it. You continually yield to him. You release your will to his. But people are making plans. Preacher, what are you talking about? Think about this. When you do what God said do, it's going to grow. This is how you know you're continually following God, because he'll give you something to do and he sticks with it. And because he sticks with it, it's going to grow and mature and get better and better, and he'll give you more to what you're doing. And then he'll talk to you. He'll come to you and teach and talk to you about what you're doing. All the prophets had this in common. The word of the Lord will come to them saying. They didn't ask for it. They didn't know to ask for it. They wasn't even in prayer about it. They were minding their own business. And here comes the word of the Lord to them. Sometimes they may have been worshiping God, or they may in their daily routine been, you know, honoring God or meditating on his word. But the word of the Lord would come to them. They didn't generate this. They didn't originate it. And the word of the Lord would come to them and give them instruction. Now, when this would happen for them, they had a direction to follow. Now, what has God given you? What is he alerting you to? And then when it comes to them, if he tell you something, You're about to get married. God give you a dream, a vision, or just or thoughts. Or he tries to warn you about something, or he'll show you the truth about a person. And then sometimes it's to your favor. If God says something people favor, God told me that they bold about that. But if it's not what they had in mind, they'll question it or ask their friends what they think. And if they're not in tune with what God is doing, you're asking somebody to do something. In other words, if I needed my plumbing fixed, I don't go and ask a mechanic that's not a plumber. You find a plumber. If I need wiring done, I don't go find a plumber. I go get an electrician. So when the Holy Spirit gives you something, when he brings something to you, then you asking somebody that's way outclassed. They're not skilled in this area compared to the Holy Spirit. Why not ask the Holy Spirit? And if you need a confirmation, he'll give you one through he chooses to use. I learned that my concerns, I ask him, and then he'll call somebody to say what I need. And it's all right to ask people questions. I do it. But more than that, I listen. When I present something to the Holy Spirit or ask for a confirmation, or he give me something that's hard for me that is different than what I'm used to, he calls my pastor to say things that just speak volumes in my life. And others, I don't tell them what's going on. They just say what I need. And I hear you, Lord. Ears to hear. Hearing God out. Hearing people out. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. If people were yielding to the Holy Spirit, they'd be further along. And their ministry would be enhanced. Whatever they're doing would be better. And that would be, competition would become a thing of the past. That burden would be dead. That's a burden. When people get in competition, if somebody do something they can't, sometimes people feel offended. Sometimes people feel challenged. Sometimes people feel provoked. I said, Lord, why did he respond that way? He said, you provoked him. But that wasn't my intent. I was just trying to do what I was supposed to do. Yeah, but you provoked him. He didn't expect that kind of wisdom to come out of your mouth. But when you have this kind of competition, limits the Holy Spirit. I'm not offended for myself, but for the cause of God, I know that it restricts the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm talking about these things. I believe that's why God had me talking about ears to hear. So people can make the adjustments. It's very important to make adjustments. If you can give way to God, you can give way to man. If you can give way to man, you can give way to God. You can yield yourself. And everything that the Lord can pour things into you that you need when you have ears to hear. You can build your life by what the Spirit is saying to the churches. You can't build your life if you lean your own understanding all the time as a way of life. It's very important to hear God out. He has too much to say to miss out. People are missing out, and then they're having trouble. Their marriage is not nowhere near where it could be. All their relationships are missing out on what could be, if they made the better adjustments. if you learn to hear what God is saying, he's talking, and he has wonderful things to say, but he's restricted and limited by the will of man, competition, pride, preeminence. Remember, if you want to follow God, if you want to do the greater things of God, you can't make satanic judgments. You can't ever do what Satan, you can't do things out of vainglory. I learned to rejoice when others do well, when God is using them, when God pours his, the word of God is coming out of their mouth and they're doing well, they're doing what they're supposed to. I rejoice, just like it was me, because they're part of the body. And they got, you know, I like to see people do well. It's good. I don't feel like a failure just because somebody else say something I couldn't have said. I can do what I do. We all have our part to play. And I learned to value that. It's good. I'm happy. And I'm going to listen. And if I can't get my point across, I'll get it across to somebody that wants it. It's disappointing when you got something and you know people need it and you can't deliver it. But God has a plan for that too. Remember, nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. But people make choices and that exclude themselves from the life of God. And they're not gaining ground, the ground that they could gain. And that's not necessary, but it happens. And it's